Let us pray. Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So this morning, I thought I would start off with something slightly different. So what we're going to do is there's going to be a video hopefully pop up on the screen if the technology works. And so in the video, what I want you to do is I want you to focus on counting how many times. So there's three people will pop up on the screen. I want you to count how many times two of them at the exact same time put their hands up in the air. Shall we try that? Do you think could we give that a go and see how we get on? So let's see if this works. Did anyone notice the toy? No. I'm going to be honest, whenever I was watching this, preparing it for this morning, I missed it every single time. I had to watch the one guy to see when it actually happened. So when we focused on the students putting their hands up in the air, it became really easy to miss the student who held the small toy in his other hand. And so most of us find it really easy to focus well on one thing at a time. And so when we get distracted by one thing or another, our focus is taken away, and we tend to miss even something that is right in front of us. So this morning, we're going to spend a little bit of time thinking about fixing our eyes on Jesus. Because when we focus on the earthly things around us that keep us busy, we can miss God's faithfulness and love. We can miss his mercy and his grace. And we can miss how Jesus works in our lives and brings us hope and peace. And so as we set the scene, we see that in verse 22, Jesus had made his disciples get in a boat and go across the Sea of Galilee. Whilst he waits behind and he dismisses the crowd. Then Jesus goes off on his own to pray before planning to meet them on the other side. As Jesus goes off to pray, he is fixing his eyes on his heavenly Father. And so he gives us a fantastic example in how to keep our eyes on God as he prays and spends time with his Father. The Sea of Galilee is about 21 kilometers long and about 11 kilometers wide, and is usually a calm body of water. However, there are two mountain ranges to the north, and together they form a bit of a tunnel, which sometimes catches the wind, and it hurls it with great velocity across that usually peaceful sea. And so because of this, the tranquil waters of the Sea of Galilee can sometimes become turbulent and become stormy. And so this appears to be what has happened that night. And so as we think about this, and we think about as we keep our eyes on Jesus, we want to think firstly about how he cares for us through the storm. In Mark's account of Jesus walking on water in chapter 6, verse 48, it says, he saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them. Jesus, as he is praying, looks out into the Sea of Galilee, and he sees his disciples, his closest friends, struggling against the wind and the waves that has come up against them. And he knows that they need help. There is no let up in the wind and the waves as they keep battering the side of the boat. And so a journey that probably should have taken around an hour ends up taking most of the night. The disciples are getting tired, fatigued, worn out. They were trying to do what they knew best. They were trying to handle the situation in their own strength and power, keeping going as best they could. But in their hour of need, Jesus meets them in the water. When the wind and the waves were blowing and life was a struggle, Jesus was there to help. He steps in, He journeys with them as they face the stormy weather, and he helps them through the situation that they currently face. We live in a stormy world, full of waves of financial despair as we worry about the cost of living crisis around us. Waves of emotional turmoil as we see distressing scenes happening all around the world. Waves of relationship issues, personal failures, and also living in a world that is still, even today, being impacted by the after effects of COVID and the previous lockdowns. We live in a world that is full of conflict, a world that is full of hurt and brokenness. And so all these waves that we face each day threaten to capsize us when we take our eyes off Jesus. I wonder if we are a little bit like the disciples when these waves hit, where we try our best to cope with these challenges and these situations in our own strength. And in fact, some of these challenges may even be things that we faced before, and so we feel like we know how to cope with it and to get through it, rather than turning to Jesus and remembering his faithfulness to see us through. One of my favorite poems is called Footprints in the Sand. It's quite a popular one. It's quite a hard one to read, actually, when it's it's quite a popular one, but it talks about someone who, in a dream, looks back on their life as a walk on the beach, seeing their own footprints, but also seeing Jesus' footprints walking beside theirs. But they notice that during the difficult times in life, they only see one set of footprints. And so they believe that it is their own and that Jesus has left them. And so, feeling troubled, they asked, "Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you most, you would leave me." He whispered, "My precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never ever during your trials and testings. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then I carried you." God calls us to place our trust in him and to know that in the midst of these storms and trials that we can trust in Jesus, who promises never to leave us or forsake us, who journeys with us and even carries us in the midst of the most difficult storms. As you come to worship this morning, are you feeling frustrated with life, or discouraged and worn out by the constant battles of each day? Are you feeling like you're ready to quit and to give up? Jesus is inviting you to draw near to him, to focus your eyes on him, and in him find rest. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." When we fix our eyes on Jesus and trust in God's word and his promises, we can be encouraged to face each day safe in the knowledge of God's love and grace. Which leads us on to our next point, that when we keep our eyes on Jesus, we are able to take that next step of faith. The disciples had seen Jesus complete many miracles, including healing people's illnesses, feeding over 5,000 people, and even another time when he had calmed the wind and the waves. But even the disciples couldn't imagine Jesus being able to walk on water towards them. And so as he walks across the water towards them, we see in verse 26 that the disciples become terrified. They believe that it is a ghost. But Jesus calls out to them to reassure them. In verse 27, we see Jesus say, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." In the midst of the storm and in the midst of the chaos, Jesus reveals himself as Lord over everything. The sea, the wind, all of God's creation. Often when we are in the midst of something difficult and feeling anxious and worried, the sound of a familiar voice can bring comfort and hope. And so as Peter hears Jesus' familiar voice from outside the boat, he finds enough comfort and hope to call out in faith. But what we also notice is that Peter is the only one of the disciples to call out and to ask Jesus if he can come to him on the water. And so we see that Peter is invited to step out. Taking a step out in faith requires courage. In fact, not only that, it requires godly courage, because we can't do it on our own. We need to rely on God to give us the courage to take that next step and to know that he will equip us to take it. Just like Jesus calls Peter to step out in faith, we are also invited by God to step out in faith and to trust that in the midst of every day, Jesus is guiding us and helping us to live for him. In our passage this morning, as we see Peter step out of the boat, whenever he keeps his eyes on Jesus, he is able to stand on the water. We see his hope, his faith, and his focus at that moment in time are placed solely on Jesus. We aren't sure exactly what causes Peter to take his eyes off Jesus. It could have been the sound of a wave hitting the boat, or it could have been the feeling of the wind blowing heavily against him. But what we do know is that something causes Peter to take his eyes off Jesus. And so then we see what happens when Peter does this. He focuses on the difficulties, the storms around him. And so instead of feeling confident in God's care, he begins to feel overwhelmed by the circumstances he finds himself in. And he begins to sink. As Peter begins to sink, he calls out, "Lord, save me," in verse 30. And we see that Jesus immediately grabs him and brings him back into the boat again. What reassurance it is to know that even when our faith falters and it isn't as strong as we hoped it might be, we can turn to Jesus like Peter did in our passage and call out to him for help. When we keep our eyes on Jesus, we connect to the true source of all peace, power, hope, and perspective. When we focus on our storms or impossible circumstances, the world can become a truly terrifying place, and that fear can be overwhelming. Faith, like hope, or peace, or joy, requires focus and perseverance to keep going, even when times are tough. Which leads us on to our final point, which is this. As we keep our eyes on Jesus, we are able to keep going each day. We see that in our passage that the only response of the disciples in verse 33 is to worship Jesus and to acknowledge that he is the Son of God. As we start to approach Easter time, we begin to look at the cross and we look at the ultimate gift of love and mercy, where Jesus wins the ultimate victory for us, working with his heavenly Father to rescue us from the storms that sin causes in our world, which stop us from keeping our eyes on him. And so our only response can be worshiping God and giving thanks for his great love. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 says this, "Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. As the author and perfecter of our faith, Christ is the one who laid the foundation for our faith by his death and resurrection. He is the one who endured the cross and made salvation possible to all who would believe. He is the one that strengthens us when we feel like giving up and quitting the race. He is the one making intercessions on our behalf to the Father as we continue to run the race that is set before us. And so we are called to obediently follow God each day, where we can hold on to the hope of an eternity with him in heaven. As we acknowledge that the current circumstances we face won't always be forever, and that we are loved by a Savior who is willing to die for us so that we could know our relationship being restored. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." At the cross, we receive God's loving grace and mercy as we receive new life and our new relationship with God through Jesus' sacrifice. It is not something that we can earn, but it is a free gift from a loving God who calls us to place our trust in him. Through Jesus' sacrifice, we can know that when we seek forgiveness, that our sins have been forgiven. They are not held against us. Through repentance, we are transformed and given new life, which is full of joy, hope, and mercy, and is found only in God. We are invited to take that step of faith and be part of God's kingdom. We are invited to be restored and adopted into God's family. And so during this season of Lent, we are invited to fix our eyes upon Jesus as we journey with him to the cross, as we see that his perfect love could not be overcome, for he is good and his love endures forever. Let us pray. Father, as we fix our eyes upon you, we thank you for the love that you graciously and mercifully show each one of us. Father, we pray that you may give us the grace each day to fix our eyes on you, to know that in the depths of the deepest and darkest storms, that you're with us, that you're guiding us, and that you're helping us through them. Father, help us to trust in you more and more each day and to know the love that you have for each one of us here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.